Blog Talk Radio.
Home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller. Hey everybody, welcome to Rated G Radio. We are going to have a fun show tonight. We're going to have Mr. Mark DePina. He goes by the nickname of Dip, but my nickname for him is the Sydney Surfer. And Mark's going to be on the show in just a little bit to talk about what's going on in Sydney, including his recent trip to the beach today to go surfing. He is a poet. He is a humanitarian. He's an all-around good guy, and he is back for his August guest appearance, and I can't wait to have Mark Cullen. We're chatting on Facebook now. He's trying to connect into the show, but you know how technology goes sometimes. Sometimes it works, and sometimes it's technologically challenging. I don't even know if it's Mercury retrograde or not, but that doesn't really stop me from talking about what's happening on tomorrow's show and what's happened earlier this week and things that are coming up next week and a special brand new event that's going on. So let's do that while Mark is trying to get in here into the studio. Friday's Friday Night Dance Party is live tomorrow at 7 p.m. This time tomorrow night, we're going to have Mr. Travis Miller on the show to talk about his brand new EP that is doing a world premiere tomorrow night. I don't know what it is. I've been so lucky and fortunate to have so many artists find me before their music comes out. And I said, let's get you on here first, and we'll do a world premiere. And they do it. And so we're doing that tomorrow with Travis Miller, and really excited to have this talented young man be on the show. Again, hour one is always going to be our musical guest, and then hour two, it's your request. So if you've got something you want to hear, sometimes you say, I'd like a three-peat of Bananarama, or I want to hear some Bruce Springsteen, or I want to hear Nicole Hall, or I want to hear Joseph Eid, or I want to hear, you know, whatever. Just send me a note, and I'll play whatever you want to hear, as long as I've got it in the studio. I've been doing some major cleanup in my music vault in the studio recently. We've had so many fantastic guests over the last, two, 3 years of doing the show. I've actually kind of taken out a lot of the pop music stuff that I've had in the files and archives, because we just now, whenever there's an opportunity to play music, I'm trying to play somebody that's been on the show and support independent music artists. So we have that luxury of playing so much music that I can, you know, kind of get rid of some of the other stuff. Now, it's not that I don't like the other stuff. I love the other stuff. But if I have a chance to put a spotlight on somebody that's out there trying to, pay rent and, maybe do a music video or something like that, and it encourages people to go buy 100, copies of their song or their album or something, I'd love to do that versus playing a Madonna song, because it's not like Madonna really needs the money. And the artists need the money, and they need the exposure. So I am really thrilled that we're going to be doing that. So hour two is that. So Mark is telling me he's trying to call in, and it says it's ringing busy for him. Mark, I don't know what to tell you. I'm super, super sorry. I wish I could Skype out to you, because I would do that, but my system isn't set up to let me do that on an international basis. I can only Skype out to, or I can only dial out to domestic numbers. I know you're trying, buddy, so while you're doing that, take your time, just sit back and relax. Everybody waiting for Dip to be on the show, he's trying. We're trying to work through the challenges, but this is the beauty of live radio. If we did this pre-recorded, we'd, do 18 hours of recording to get 18 minutes of conversation, which is just, kind of silly. So this is a one-take show. There's no retakes. There's no starting over. This is what you get. So hopefully you will enjoy this. But while Dip is doing that, again, Travis Miller is live tomorrow night on the Friday Night Dance Party. Earlier in the week, we had Scott Fullerton. He's the young man who's doing a brand-new podcast called Left of Straight. He talks about LGBT issues, Food Network issues, the shows. I don't know how he does this. He's got thousands and thousands and thousands of Twitter followers. It's not a crazy thing. It's a great thing. But he has a great relationship with every single one of them. And it's not like he's somebody that went out and bought thousands of Twitter followers, because anybody that has, these millions of Twitter followers, and I'm not alleging anything, I'm just stating fact, anybody that has millions of Twitter followers, unless they're going to be somebody like a Justin Bieber, okay, who probably legitimately has, a million followers or however many that are on there, they've paid to have followers added to their account to make them look bigger than they are. Case in point, I met a couple of people probably about 2 weeks ago at an event. Really cool event. This guy comes up and he's one of the people that was at the event. And I'm being vague on purpose, so you don't say, can't he tell us more? I'm being vague on purpose because there's no point in you know, casting any stones, but I'm just telling you, this is how it is. So, nice young man, very energetic, very go-getting, and, you know, wants to go out and change the world and do all these crazy things. And the first thing he tells me is, I have 1.5 million Twitter followers. And I'm like, good for you. Now, initially, I was really impressed with that. And then I came home and I was like, if he's got 1.5 million of anything, even if they're pennies, I probably should have heard of this guy before. Never heard of him, never seen the guy before. And he's, you know, he's got a nice little following, a legitimate following, but 1.5 million, I really don't think so. And so I went and started, you know, kind of checking him out online and on Facebook and all this kind of stuff where we've connected and kumbaya and all this other kind of stuff. There's no way he has 1.5 million followers, because if he did, you would have a considerable percentage of retweets or favorites or this or that or things like that. The guy just simply doesn't have. You know, you go to somebody who has, you know, let's say 10,000, you know, followers or something like that, and you see, you know, hundreds of engaging things like that. And Mark is saying, what's happening? I'm talking while hoping you can dial in. That's what's happening. I don't know. Okay, so while he's doing that, anyhow, so this guy has this 1.5 million followers, and he's very impressed with himself that's his leading thing. And then, you know, I just thought, okay, if you've got 1.5 million people, you really should have much more engagement, much more whatever. And this is not a criticism of him, but he had to have purchased the followers. You can go to like Fiverr, Fiverr.com, Fiverr.com, and for $5 you can have, you know, people do all kinds of stuff. Create a logo, sing a jingle, take your picture, get your Twitter followers, you know, any of that type of stuff. You can do that for $5. I'm not saying this is what he did. I'm just saying that if he really had 1.5 million Twitter followers, I'd know who he is, and he would have more interaction from his vast network of followers than what he does. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, with that, Scott, with Leapt of Straight, has a legitimate following, has an interaction with people, and is completely engaged all of the time with his folks. It is the coolest thing I've ever seen. So he was on the show on Monday, and we talked about why he wanted to do his podcast, what he's trying to accomplish with it, and, you know, listened to a little bit about his background. Really cool young man. Really support him. Tuesday, we had what we're going to start calling Transgender Tuesday. Now, I don't know what the deal is and why I'm so slow to figure things out. But when it does, you know, sometimes you'd actually think I'm a natural blonde. Sometimes you would think I'm a natural blonde, but that is not the case. We have Patty Spangler, who is just absolutely fantastic, trying to, you know, share her story, tell the world what it's like to be a transgendered person. I don't always understand it. I don't, and every time she comes on, I get a little bit more of understanding what's happening and all of that. I get it. Patty comes on the show, and I was saying it's, you know, it's a transgendered update night or something stupid like that, and I always like that, you know, snappy title, like Rated G Radio. It just kind of like flows. So why has it taken me like 4 months now to come up with Transgender Tuesday? That was the easiest thing in the world. Maybe it's because this is the first time we had it on a Tuesday. I don't know. But I like the sound of that so much, I told Patty, I said, Patty, when you come back in future months, we just need to schedule you on Tuesdays, because then we can say it's Transgender Tuesdays, and we'll make people say that 5 times fast, because saying Transgender Tuesday, it's very hard to do. So Patty had a great time. We talked about the 3 TV shows that are out right now, Becoming Us, Jazz, and I Am Kate, and filled up an entire hour. It's just absolutely totally cool. Wednesday we had a music show. One of the things that happens is that, you know, I schedule these guests weeks and months in advance. So I really do book probably about 6 weeks in advance for guests, which I don't know what's typical in the radio business or whatever, but that's what's happening when we do Rated G Radio. So I'm even – I've even booked today a guest as far out as December 16th because that's just, they've got a project and that's just what we're looking at. So I've got a couple of guests already scheduled for October, November, but already September is filling up fast. So when I schedule these things in advance, everybody's like happy and, you know, the world's a fantastic place. But you get to like the day before the show or the show day and suddenly, you know, you're like sick or something like that. So what are you going to do? And so, you know, the guest for Wednesday emailed me the day before on Tuesday and said, Garrett, I'm just feeling absolutely terrible. I can tell right now I'm not going to be good for the show on Wednesday. I said, no problem. So I was talking to Rebecca Fisk, who's on the show every third Wednesday of the month. She's a psychic, you know, and I am Rebecca. I'm going to talk about her in just a second. Past this, and I said, do you want to do another show? And she goes, well, I will if you want me to. And I said, well, it's not really if you, you know, that's not really the answer. It's like, you know, do you want to do it? And she says, well, you know, what would you do if you didn't do it? And I said, I don't know. I'd probably like do, you know, like a music show or, you know, I don't really like doing best ofs because all the shows are available on demand, so you can always go back and do that. And I always want to try to make sure that I've got something to play for West Star Radio. So, again, if you're listening to West Star Radio on your way home from work, thank you very much for including the show. Always appreciate you taking me with you on your drive home. But I wanted to have something on there. And so several people were like, you know, you don't do enough music shows. You know, it used to be that you played music all the time. You hardly ever play music except for Fridays. I said, we should just do another music show. So yesterday was a music show. It was great. Anyway, so that's this week. So we got a bunch of stuff that's happening. Mark is still having trouble dialing in. I tell you what, I'm going to play a song here, and not just because. It's my song, Gay Wedding, and it's number one in a couple of radio stations right now. But I'm going to play this and just see if we can get Mark fixed up. Otherwise, when we come back, we'll just chit-chat some more and see what else we can do. Maybe I'll read Mark's poetry for him, and we'll have to pretend like, you know, I'm an interpreter or something, because he speaks Australian English, okay? So here you go. Here's Gay Wedding. I'll be right back.
Vows make today is so strong. No matter the state that you're from, it's a nice day to start again.
Come on,
it's a nice day for a gay wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Our hearts are bright with this love. Hearts are light with this love, and you crave at night for this love, and you give your all for this love, and you know you're good with this love.
That is my song, Gay Wedding. It's doing well. It's doing really well wherever I can get it played. Now, here's one of the interesting things for people who are in independent music. That means you are not signed to a major label that has major label money just flying out the door, getting you on Entertainment Tonight on the cover of Time Magazine and all of that stuff. And let's see. So Mark is still having issues. He's trying to Skype in. That for some reason, the show is not letting him Skype dial in. I'm trying to get in. I know you're trying to get in, Mark. It says, do you have any poems I can read and try to read with your accent? And I'll do a couple. So it might be a really bad comedy night tonight, too. I don't know. But when going back to the song, you know, the song does really, really well wherever it's played, which means independent radio, which is, you know, in this country, it's very few and far between, or it's, you know, podcasts, or it's, you know, like college radio and things like that. And I love all the stations that have been playing it. You know, I've had it played in Portland, Santa Cruz, California, Nashville. I've had it played in Phoenix. I've had it played here. I've had it played all over the place. But it's not on a major station like Kiss FM here in Los Angeles. Kiss FM, of course, is a Clear Channel or iHeart Radio type of network. Now, you notice if you listen to Kiss FM, the you know, the songs all sound the same because they play the same 10 songs in a row all day long, because that's what's pushed to them by the record labels and the record label promotion managers that they hire to get the songs on the radio. Well, that's great if you want to hear Ariana Grande sing the same song 10 times in a day, but if you ever want to hear anything like new or original, it just doesn't happen. That's one of the reasons why I love doing the Friday Night Dance Party and playing independent music, because you have a chance to hear artists that, number one, you probably haven't heard of before, wouldn't ever have a chance to hear, and they are really, really talented and good. So I love the Friday Night Dance Party. So back to Gay Wedding. So wherever Gay Wedding's played, it's been on an independent level. It hasn't been on the major stations. It was on one Clear Channel station, but they were really nice, and they played like a 30-second clip, so they didn't get in trouble by playing the whole song. Because if they played the whole song and it wasn't part of their playlist, boy, you know, all hell would break loose. So, you know, it does everywhere where it's played. So if I am asking people, you know, call your radio station and ask them to play Gay Wedding, and you do it, thank you very much for doing it. Because number one, I think that you're the bee's knees for doing something like that for me, but it also gets the name out there, my name, but also for the song Gay Wedding, because it's really the song that I want to get out there. Everybody who hears it loves it. I just had somebody who was on the show last week, Miss Jeanette Barber. Jeanette, of course, was a writer on the Rosie O'Donnell Show. She's won 6 Emmys. She has her own podcast completely. What is it? I know this. I listen to it now every week. It's like Completely Uninformed with Jeanette and Pete. If you don't know what that's about, you have to find them on Facebook. Completely Uninformed with Jeanette and Pete. She is, I could listen to her read the phone book. I don't know what it is about Jeanette's voice, but I could just sit and listen to her all day. So we're chatting back and forth on email and Facebook today, and I said, well, you know, I can send you the album, you know, because I ideally love for her to play one of the songs on her show, because, you know, her audience is huge. She says, well, I just felt like I really needed to support the cause more than having you give me the album. So I went and downloaded it on iTunes, and I'm listening to The Gay Wedding while I'm here at the gym, and I freaking love it. And so, you know, you can just hear Jeanette talking when she says that. And so kudos out to Jeanette. Thank you very much for the patronage of indie music and also the fact that she said she loves it. But that's what people say. As soon as they hear it, they're like, wow, this is really, really good. So my hope is that, you know, one of these days we'll be doing, you know, the show and somebody from Kiss FM or Clear Channel or one of the major networks or whatever is going to tune in, or somebody that, you know, knows somebody is, or is their partner or spouse or whatever, hears the show and they'll go like, why aren't you playing Gay Wedding? You know, this is like the song of the summer and, you know, we're getting into August. You need to play the song now. So my ask for the night is that, you know, you sit there and call your radio station and say, you know, play Gay Wedding. How come you're not playing Gay Wedding? You should do that. Okay, so here's some changes coming up. This is one of the things that I don't get a chance to do very often is actually I just like sit and chat with you and tell you what's going on the show, because usually, you know, we're so guest-driven, which is, I love that because it's a chance to really communicate with different folks all around the world. But then you don't really know what's going on. I'm going to tell you, I'm looking to monetize the show right now. And you say, what does that mean? That means I'm trying to get some ad dollars and sponsorships for the show. And you're like, well, you've been doing this 3 years. Why do you need to do this now? I want to monetize the show because I want to do more of this. I want to do, you know, because I can do an hour a day because that's really all I've got time for. I would love to do a three-hour show. I'd love to do a two-hour show. I'd love to do a four-hour show. I just don't have the luxury of time or money to dedicate myself or resources to make that happen. So I am looking for sponsors to sponsor the show, either in banner advertising or in, like, commercial advertising, like you hear on regular radio. I've got Rainbow Brew out of Minneapolis, St. Paul, who's on board. So they're a sponsor right now. We are starting next – I'm kind of going the long route here because we've got some time, but I want to tell you what's happening. I've got some great businesses already on board for banner advertising. That's going to start on Monday. So on Monday, August 3rd with Dr. Annie Ulrich, and we'll talk about next week in just a second, we're going to start seeing some visuals in front of you. So if you're listening on the Blog Talk format on Rated G Radio, you're going to see some visual ads on the show. This is brand new. It's something I've never done in 3.5 years. But it's a way to help drive a little income in the door because, after all, I'm not a nonprofit, and I would like to be able to do more of this for you and spend more of my time making programming for you so you have an enjoyable listening experience every day. You get more guests like Mark DePina out of Sydney, Australia, coming on to talk poetry when we get the phone lines to work. And so doing that, you know, it's kind of an ask, and I'm not used to asking, except for, you know, asking people to be guests on the show. So my ask is for, you know, companies, whether they're here or afar, because, you know, if you're listening to this in Sydney, Australia, guess what? This is international, folks. So whether you're in Sydney or New York or Miami or Hackensack, New Jersey, it doesn't really matter. There are businesses that would like to advertise on the radio, and I would like them to advertise on Rated G Radio. So if you've got a business or know of a business that might benefit, my ask is talk to me. I'll make this a very attractive deal for you for a monthly deal to make this happen. So I can get you in on the ground floor while the getting is good, which is always a cool thing to do. So I'm a big fan of trying to monetize this. And again, it helps me try to, you know, focus my energies all on the creative. That's doing the show, doing music, doing the TV, and being able to do more of this with you. We call it the Rated G Radio community now. So I've got I don't want to call it like a Kickstarter page, but it's on a server or a service called Patreon, Patreon. And I've got a link on my Facebook page. You can go check that out. But there's, you know, like a monthly, if you wanted to do it, I'm not saying you have to. But, you know, I've got, you know, on Facebook right now over 3,000, you know, Facebook friends. If everyone gave a dollar a month off of that, the world of Rated G Radio would immeasurably change forever. But on Patreon, you can give anything you want. But, you know, it starts out like $5 a month and $25 and $50 and $100. You know, and for businesses, $250 a month, and that gets you some commercial time and things like that. But it's you know, if you're a business and you're going to be marketing anyway, this is a great way to get some exposure both locally and nationally and around the world for your product or service for really next to nothing. $250, nothing. You're going to write that off anyway as an advertising expense. You might as well write it off with me, and I will promote the heck out of it. So we're going to have some ads. That's going to start next week. Also next week, we have a wide range of guests. I'm not sure I've ever had anything quite as diverse as what we're going to do next week. Monday's show, and then we're going to go to break. I'm going to tell you that this is going to be the commercial of the night here, and it's going to be from Rainbow Brew, of course. So I'm just getting that queued up. I want to make sure I can find it. Here we go. So it's ready to go. But on Monday's show next week, so here's the week that's coming up, and I've got other stuff I'm going to share with you, too, after the break. But Monday is going to be Dr. Annie Ulrich. She's going to be giving us the August energy update and taking your calls, which is always cool. And we have, on Tuesday's show, David Laws. David's been on the show once before. I went back to try to find his episode just so I could be a lazy host and just copy and paste his information and throw it on. Couldn't find it, so I just recreated it from scratch. But David is in Australia, I think in the Brisbane area. He might be Sydney as well. But Mary Lou Monroe Ray, you know, you remember Mary Lou. She's one of our dear friends on the show, and she hosts various people that she finds all around the world, and David happens to be one of them. He is Australia's psychic flower man. I'm probably getting the title wrong, but he does this thing where he gives psychic readings based on flowers that either people pick or touch, or it's the wildest thing, and he's really fantastic. Last time, I think Mary Lou just talked with David Laws about what he does, and this time I think we're going to do the same talking, because it's been, you know, a hot minute since David's been on the show. But then at that point, we're going to see if we can also take some listener calls. So we'll see how that plays out. You know, it's live radio, so we'll just kind of like go with the flow and see how that all plays out. On Wednesday's show, we've got psychic Zoe Niklaus. I've been saying Zoe Niklaus for the last 3 months that we've had Zoe on. It's Niklaus, Niklaus, Zoe Niklaus. So I just need to say her name right. Goodness gracious, it's not that hard. It's, you know, four letters for the last name. It's Niklaus. I always just want to say Nicholas, but it's not Nicholas. We spelled different. It's Niklaus. So he's going to come on and take your calls. Thursday, we have a Grammy winner on the show. Again, a Grammy winner. And it's going to be Laura Sullivan. And Laura is promoting a new song that's out called 900 Voices. And kind of the premise of that was that she reached out, and she's going to tell us all about it, so I'm not going to spoil the whole thing, but she reached out and asked people, you know, if you would like to be part of the song, you know, here's the song, record yourself singing along with it, and then send it back to me. Well, she had over 938 people reply back with their, you know, clips of or recordings of that during the course of this period of time, and she came out with a song called 900 Voices. She's a Grammy winner. She's had her songs placed on every major show, on TV, in the movies, on radio. I mean, it's truly an honor to have this lady take time out of her schedule to be on Rated G Radio. We've tried to get her on the show before, but she's always been traveling or on a jet plane or someplace like that at 7 o'clock, and we haven't been able to get her. So Laura Sullivan, Grammy winner, is on the show next Thursday, August 6th. And Friday, a first ever. I will tell you, I thought this is something that we I thought the craziest show that we ever did was when we did the show live from Tel Aviv, Israel, with Diva DeLay, a Bob Dylan rock opera. Fascinating show. I mean, the guests were spectacular. The music was brilliant. Oh, my gosh. A Bob Dylan rock opera. I said at the time, I think I've now heard it all. Wow. On next Friday's show, then we're going to go to commercial. On next Friday's show, we have the San Diego Jewish Men's Choir. You heard that right. The San Diego Jewish Men's Choir now has a brand new album out. It's called Kochi. And they're going to do a world premiere of their album. I think Mary Lou's good. See, when we have Mary Lou on, sometimes it's like we get a twofer. Next week's a twofer. She's going to be interviewing members of the choir next Friday night. And their album debuts next Friday on iTunes, and it's available for pre-order now. But we're going to do a world premiere of their brand new CD, Kochi, and it's the San Diego Jewish Men's Choir. I can't wait. I've just uploaded all the music to the studio yesterday, so we're going to be doing as much as of their album as we can. And Ruth Weber is their choir director, and she was the one that contacted us. So really excited. So I don't know if it's going to be Ruth or a couple of the guys in the choir who we're going to call in. I gave them some guidelines. I said, please don't have every single member of the choir call in, because if all of you decide to talk at the same time, we're never going to hear any of you. So please don't do that. So we'll see how that all plays out. But this is our little commercial from Rainbow Brew, our new sponsor to Rated G Radio. Love them to death. Here is their ad, and we'll be right back.
Hey, you guys, what's up? It's Brian Anthony, and you are listening to the awesome Garrett Miller on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, that was great, because that's Brian Anthony. He's been a guest on the show before, kind of like a pop superstar from the late 2000s. He's been on the show a couple of times. Now I'm playing the commercial for Rainbow Brew, which I've played before, and I'm not hearing any audio. So now I'm just curious. I'm going to start. So we're going to test something out. I'm going to play another song. I'm not going to play the whole song. I'm just going to test it out. It's 4 minutes by Madonna and Justin Timberlake. I just want to see if we get any audio on this. We do. We get audio here.
I got it. 4 minutes. 4 minutes.
Hey. Hey. Okay, well, that worked. Well, so Rainbow Brew, so if I could give them a little bit of a plug, because we're trying to play the commercial, it usually plays fantastic. It says it's playing. It's just I'm not hearing any audio. So Rainbow Brew is this coffee company that's out of Minneapolis, St. Paul. They grow all the beans locally. They roast them locally, and then they grind them for you same day that they ship them out, and then they ship them out anywhere you want. So if you want to have some really cool, unique flavors, go to rainbowbrew.com. And, you know, in the little comment section, you can just say, you know what, I heard about you on Rated G Radio, so send me some coffee. You got to pay for the coffee, but they've got great coffee, so try to do that, and that will be fun. We're going to have some other audio commercials that we're going to be playing as well. So I've got a bunch of folks that are lining up to be sponsors, so I appreciate that very, very much. So we'll just see how that goes. But Rainbow Brew, I don't know why your commercial's not playing. We're going to try this again. La, 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 la. It says it's playing. I'm not hearing a thing. And if I'm not hearing a thing, you're not hearing a thing. See, if we try even this, 9 to 5. Dun, 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 dun. See, we hear the song. Okay, Rainbow Brew, thank you very much. Gosh, I'm going to have to go, I'll have to maybe re-upload the audio or something like that. That'll be fun. Okay, so here is something that is really, really cool. I'm very excited to talk to you guys about this, because this is something that I've, number one, never done before, and number two, I've only experienced this once ever. My dear friend and monthly guest on the show, Rebecca Fisk, she's an intuitive psychic. When she is on the show, I mentioned her earlier, the phone lines light up. Seriously, I'm not kidding. I probably get over 100 calls every time she's on the show, and we get to, 10 calls during the course of the hour. She is going to be back down here in Southern California on August 8th, and she is going to do a house party. A house party, and you say, what do you mean by that? I mean Rebecca's going to come to my house. That's right, Garrett Miller's house. She's going to come to my house here in Huntington Beach, and we are going to do a little psychic party. And you say, what does that mean? Well, Rebecca normally charges like $1 billion for an hour's session with folks. And when she does these house parties, this is newer for her, but she's really, really, really good. And I've seen her in action do this once. And I said, would you want to come to my house? And the next time you're down in Southern California, we'll try to do one of these. And she says, sure. So Rebecca normally charges, I don't know, it's like $250 for an hour or something like that if you're going to go see her. I know something like that. She has, when you are like one of the top 50 psychics in America in 2015, as she's been named, you usually have a rate that's commensurate with that. So she comes into the house, and we're going to have, I'm going to guess, probably like 15, 20, 25 people here, and you each get to have a chance to have a one-on-one with her. And, you know, it's totally fun. We're going to have, I say drinks. I don't drink alcohol. So it's been several years since I've had a drink. I'm not tempted in the least, but if I'm not tempted in the least, I really don't know what to get. So I will say we'll have beverages. So I'm not sure what that will entail other than like bottled water, hot tea, probably some sun tea, maybe some, you know, I hate soda because soda is so bad for you, but I'd probably have some soda here. And then, you know, maybe some like, wrap sandwiches. We'll have some cheese and crackers and some things like that. So everybody gets a chance to visit with Rebecca. Now, I have seen her do this one other time. It was last month in Southern California at a lady's house, and the lady knew that I knew Rebecca because of the show, so she invited me just to go and, you know, kind of hang out. It was the coolest thing, and I think she probably had like 30 people there for that event. And, you know, people just kind of like hung around in the family room in the kitchen, and, you know, people just kind of like, you know, get comfortable. They'd get a glass of wine, they'd get a little something to eat, and they go, you know, hang out. And then when Rebecca would finish with one person, okay, who wants to go next? And somebody else would raise their hand, and they would, you know, talk about this or that or the other thing. So much fun. And the time just flew by. Flew by like I've never seen. So Rebecca's going to be doing this at my house in Huntington Beach on Saturday, August 8th, from 5 to 8 p.m. We just talked about this literally minutes before the show went on the air. Because I said, when are you coming down and when are we going to do your thing? And she said, I think we're going to do it on August 8th. And I went, okay, let's get you on the calendar now, and we've got to start telling everybody. So if you want to come to this, I'm going to create a Facebook event, and you would get a chance to come to the house. You can meet the puppies, which will be totally fun. They will love to see you if you decide to come. You get something to eat. I can probably get the roommate to barbecue. We've got a grill outside. We'll barbecue some chicken or hamburger or something like that. You get, you know, some nice hors d'oeuvres, and you get a chance to do that. The cost for the event will be $50, and that covers all your, you know, food and drink and all that kind of stuff, and your session with Rebecca. Now, here's something else I'm throwing in with this. Last year, we had Tarot Tuesday, just like this is Transgender Tuesdays this year, or at least for the rest of this year. We had Tarot Tuesdays with Tarot Jeff. Tarot Jeff is here in Huntington Beach, and Tarot Jeff said, I'd be happy to come and hang out if it's not a distraction for Rebecca or the other guest, and if people want to do tarot readings, I'll be glad to give them a separate tarot reading. And I thought, that would be kind of cool. So, well, you know, Rebecca's doing readings with everybody, because not everybody can go at the same time, you know. And maybe not everybody wants to sit around and listen to what Aunt Martha, you know, is asking about. Thought maybe this would be kind of fun to have other people have a different experience along the way. So maybe you don't want to have a psychic reading, but you'd like a tarot reading, or vice versa. So Tarot Jeff will be over here, and he'll also be doing tarot card readings for people who want to do this. So if you would like a psychic reading or a tarot card reading, your pick. You can have both. There's no extra cost to this. It's $50. And you can come and hang out for 3 hours in the afternoon on Saturday the 8th here in Huntington Beach. A great thing to do would be to come early, get some parking early. I will encourage you to do that. And then go down, hang out on the beach, go get lunch on the beach, go to, you know, Duke's or go to Ruby's on the pier, watch the surfers, get a little sun, that type of stuff, and then come back and hang out from 5 to 8 and have, you know, fun with us here at the house. You'll, again, get to meet the puppies. You get to meet Eric, the super mighty Chihuahua, Suki, the super Chihuahua, Jenny, Bill, and Angie, and, you know, hang out here in this fabulous place called Huntington Beach. So if that's of interest to you, I will invite you warmly right now to be part of that exciting experience. So with that, I'm going to go play another song. You're getting like two songs this hour. I might even play three or four, but I'm going to play. I haven't seen this song or this music video for 100 years, but I always loved it. It's a little Chaka Khan. I feel for you. Here it is.
Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, cause I feel for you. Chaka Khan, what you tell me what you wanna do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Chaka Khan, let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too. So let me take it in my arms, let me fill you with my charm, Chaka. Cause you know that I'm the one that keep you warm, Chaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, Chaka, baby, cause you make me wanna scream. Let me rock it.
So I think that we meaning Mark Dip DePina, the Sydney surfer, and I, we've agreed on Facebook instant message because we're chatting throughout the show, and he's going, I'm trying to get in, and I'm like, I don't know how to make it work. It's just, we're not going to get Mark on tonight. So I said, send me a couple of poems, and I would try to read them in my best Australian accent, but my best Australian accent will sound like I'm from Savannah, Georgia, which doesn't sound anything like Australia, or it would be a really horrible English accent. So I'm not even going to try, but I have two poems that he sent me, so I'm going to read these. Next month, when we get, I think we have them on next, I say next month, whenever, I know we, Mark and I have already worked out the dates, but here are two poems. So his first poem is called Takes a Brave Man. Here you go. This is by Mark Dip DePina. Takes a brave man to admit he is wrong, to apologize when he can, to write it in song, to regret what he said, to lose all he cried, to admit what he's done and the heart he has bled. To a strong guy, not to... I'm going to start over here. This would be so much better if Mark was reading this. He has such the flair, and I have none of that. So we're going to start over so I can hopefully do, like, take two. Okay, Mark, I'm sorry. Takes a brave man. Takes a brave man to admit he is wrong, to why? You'd think that I had put, like, marbles in my mouth. Takes a brave man to admit he is wrong, to apologize when he can, to write it in song, to regret what he said, to lose all his cred, to admit what he's done and the heart he has bled. So if I read it right, it actually sounds really good. It takes a strong guy not to deny the feelings he's had and why he's so sad, to know who he's hurt, so let me be curt, he needs to be alert to the one he has hurt. It takes a forgiving chick to expect back a prick, not to come to conclusions and be under no illusions, to take back a guy who wants to really retry, to forgive and move on bad memories now gone. Takes a good heart, always has from the start, not to take one for granted, replenish seeds that were planted. To give and forget, not to rue or have regret, to bring back a love that was missing from above. For that heart is mine, that man is in me, a love I can't define, I was too blind to see. So let me apologize, just say that I'm sorry, as I look in your eyes, I still love you, by golly. So that poem is Takes a Brave Man by Mark Dip DePina. I will tell you that you can actually read these poems on Mark's Facebook. It's on a Facebook, like, fan page, I think. But it's on here on Rated G Radio on the show page tonight. You can just click that. Mark writes all these beautiful poems, and he has stories behind each of these, which is really what I was, you know, because that's, I think, Mark is so charming, and that's the that's his selling point, is the fact that he just has such a warm personality, and you just love hearing. Again, he's somebody I would listen to read the phone book. Why? Because he's just fun to listen to. But he always has stories about the different poems that he writes and why he writes them, and he shares those with us. So having me read this and screwing it up, you know, a half a dozen times, I apologize to you, Dip, for doing that, but your poems are great. Okay, we've got, Mark, now we're going on overboard. I think I have more than enough that I won't be able to get to all of them. So here's a couple more. Again, this is from Mark DePina. It's DePina. I keep saying DePena because I want to say it like, you know, we say it here in the States, but it's not. It's DePina. Save the best for last. I should read this one last then, Mark. Save the best for last. If life is a banquet, then you are my hunger, my fountain of youth, you keep me so younger. You can have your entree, you can have your main, you are my last meal, that does remain. For you're my dessert, on which I won't fast, so let me be curt on what meals I have passed. There's only one serving, which I always savor. You are that main meal, I love all your flavor. If your love was a meal, do you know how I feel? I crave for that dish, my culinary wish. This banquet of love, as written above, this menu is great, can never be enough. I sit down and savor every beautiful flavor. If life is a chef, let him feed me to death, for life is a serving and it tastes always last, and what it's deserving when you've saved the best for last. Master Chef. Dip, that's awesome. I think I almost was kind of okay on that. I hope you don't mind. So Mark's sending me all these other notes. Let's see. We've got I'm going to do this one. I like it. And he has a really nice picture. One of the things that I keep telling Mark he needs to do, you know, I'm a great armchair psychologist. So if you ever want me to tell you what you need to do in your life to make your life better, just, you know, call me. I will tell you. Now, of course, you know, apply that to my own life. It's a completely different scenario, which is hysterical in a completely different way. But Mark, with all of these poems, has all of these great ideas about putting a fantastic picture, you know, like on a coffee table book, you know, like a high-quality coffee table book, and have, you know, a beautiful full-color picture on one side and then the poem on the other. And I think that just is a recipe for success. So if he ever gets a chance to do this, I think he absolutely needs to. So this poem is called With the Will to Fly by Dip. With the will to fly, I set my course. It takes me off here. Okay. There we go. I'm lined up again. With the will to fly, I set my course. I head toward the sun. With the will to fly, I feel the force. And this life I'll never shun. I am a seabird of the sun. I fly this orange hue. I fly the sea till the day is done. Take in this ocean view. I spread my wings and fly this space, this vast horizon seas. I see things that I embrace that are always there to please. I'm a seabird of the sun with this will to fly, silhouetted in the morning, run across this orange sky. Wings outstretched, I love to glide, heading for uncharted ocean, high above, all land and tide, in joyous, endless motion. I'm a seabird of the sun, my destination with the breeze, a solitary flight of gliding fun. I'm a seabird, so easy to please. I love this. So, and Mark says, it's hard. This is hard to read like a text message. Mark, you're absolutely right. He says, go to my wall and read them direct off my page. Great time to say, go to Mark's Facebook page and read all of the notes there. You can totally do that. And the Facebook page is Diptales, DIPTALES. So that's what you want to look for, Diptales, Poems from the Heart. And that will let you connect to all of his poetry that he has posted on Facebook. And I think that's kind of like his repository for where he finds all of his stuff. So with that, I will let you know that Mark has more poems that are going to be available for you to read. He's got, like, Drawn to the Sea. He's got another one here tonight, Waranora Sunset. Waranora Sunset. We're going to get to one more before we do that. But before we do that, of course, a little news from Hollywood tonight. Did you know that Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck are planning to get divorced? Well, that's the, you know, talk going around Hollywood. And so here's a little Yahoo TV news that has just come through. It says, although Ben Affleck's rep has slammed reports that the 42-year-old actor is romantically involved with his and Jennifer Garner's ex-nanny, Christine Ozunian, more details are now coming out about the 28-year-old brunette. She's quite fetching, by the way. Christine was spotted out and about in Los Angeles on Wednesday, smiling big for paparazzi amidst the rumors. A source confirms to ET, that's Entertainment Tonight, that Christine actually joined Ben and Jennifer in the Bahamas earlier this month, around the time two announced they were divorcing. Ben and Jen were photographed having an emotional conversation before Ben returned to L.A. alone. And it turns out the Bahamas are a familiar place for Christine. A source tells ET she previously quit her nanny job with Neil Patrick Harris and David Burtka to move there to live, teach, and be with her former fiancé, who's a local fisherman. The source says the two were engaged for about a year and a half before splitting a few weeks ago, around the same time she was let go by Ben and Jennifer. Is that coincidence or not? Christine was let go by the former couple after working for the family for a matter of months, quote unquote. Another source added. I like it when they say another source because they're not naming the source. So is that true or not? You don't know. So anyhow, saying her closest friends thought she was being strangely tight-lipped about the reason for her firing, though Ben wrote a glowing recommendation letter on her behalf. The Batman versus Superman actor was also apparently good to Christine as an employer. He, quote-unquote, made sure she was comfortable, a source says, about her treatment when she would come out with a family to stay at upscale Baker's Bay in the Bahamas. Even if she needed to go to another island to see people she knew, that was okay. Oh, you mean he didn't keep her prisoner? No, that's so nice of him. Meanwhile, the photos have surfaced of Christine bringing Ben champagne at his rental home in L.A., but another source tells Entertainment Tonight that Christine actually, quote-unquote, tipped off the paparazzi about that rendezvous so that the photos would be taken of her and Ben together. What's that all about? Christine is also reportedly claiming to friends that her relationship with the A-lister did indeed become intimate, according to People magazine. Entertainment Tonight can confirm she was seen at the Hotel Bel Air later on Wednesday, where Christine's friend told the magazine Christine talks of trysts with Ben there. That means they got together and bumped uglies. Christine is in love with him, quote-unquote, the unnamed friend says. And the friend also goes on to say, she says Ben really, really likes her, too. She's saying this is true love. Because apparently she's in the third grade. I mean, seriously? She's in a, you know, this is true love. You know, okay, because the first thing you want to do is you want to have, you know, you want to break up a hot Hollywood couple and then become the nanny that marries into that. Robin Williams did it. You had Woody Allen that, you know, did weird stuff. You have, and it's just never like a good thing. So I don't know how that could be a good thing. She is cute, though. I don't know. I think that is really interesting. And to celebrate that, we're going to wrap up tonight's show with a little bit of Cher. Who doesn't like Cher? You know, I like that she canceled her latest, this is the last world tour I'm ever going on because I'm 800 years old, and I'm Cher, damn it. Tickets were selling like hotcakes, but I've heard from others that tickets weren't selling like hotcakes, which is why she canceled it, saying she was ill or something like that. But I don't know. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like she's one of those people, if she goes on tour, even if you've seen her 50 times, you go see her. I've never seen Cher in concert. I would love to see Cher in concert. I figure I'll see her in the next 30 years or something like that. You know, she's like 103 and still, you know, doing Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves and things like that. So here's a little Cher to wrap out the night. Tune in tomorrow night on the Friday Night Show, where we're going to have Travis Miller. He is going to be playing his new music. That's going to be super, super cool. My apologies to Dip in Sydney, the Sydney Surfer, and I apologize to all of Mark's friends for not getting Mark on the show. I don't know technologically what happened tonight, but Mark gets an A for effort for trying to log into the show. I do give him that for sure. And in the meantime, this is for Ben and his nanny. Well, you decide.
Like the love I thought I found in you. And I remember the thunder talking about the fire in your eyes. But you walked away when I needed you most. Now maybe, 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 maybe I found someone to take away the heartache. You
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.